Hi, I'm Julio. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. Living as a psychology student in downtown Chicago has taught me more about human behavior than any textbook ever could, especially when it comes to understanding how people can craft the perfect lie. Your father left us for that rich woman from his office. Mom's voice cracked as she delivered the news, her hands trembling around her coffee cup. He said he never loved me. I watched her shoulders shake with sobs that seemed a bit too perfectly timed. Being a psychology major makes you notice these things, the subtle tells, the convenient timing. But she was my mom, and I wanted to believe her. I really did. "Do you need help with the bills?" I offered, already knowing I'd have to pick up more shifts at the campus coffee shop. "I can work extra hours." "Oh, sweetie, you're all I have now." She dabbed at her eyes with a tissue. "Your sister Rachel is so angry she won't even speak to him." The neighborhood rallied around us like a protective shield. Mrs. Martinez brought casseroles. Mr. Thompson offered legal advice. Even my professors were understanding when I needed extensions. Everyone loved the story of the devoted son, Julio, supporting his abandoned mother while pursuing his degree. Dad tried calling, multiple times. Mom would hold up her phone, showing us his number, then decline the call with a dramatic flourish. "I can't deal with his excuses," she'd say, and Rachel would hug her tightly, shooting daggers at his contact photo. "He's living with her in some luxury condo downtown," Mom told the neighbors, her voice a perfect mix of hurt and dignity. "While we're struggling to keep our family home." She never mentioned that she'd changed all the locks the day before he supposedly left. I picked up more shifts, started tutoring on the side. Psychology 101 students paid well for exam prep. The irony wasn't lost on me, teaching others about human behavior while my own family drama unfolded like a case study. "Julio, you're such a good son," the regulars at the coffee shop would say, leaving extra tips after hearing our story. "A real man, unlike your father." Rachel threw herself into protecting Mom, becoming her fierce defender. "He didn't even try to explain," she'd fume, pacing my apartment. "Just ran off to his rich girlfriend and abandoned us." But something felt off, the way Mom's story never quite added up, how she'd redirect questions about Dad's attempts to contact us, the convenient timing of everything. Still, I pushed those thoughts aside. After all, who wants to believe their own mother could be lying? The neighborhood watch group practically adopted us. Weekly check-ins, casserole deliveries, offers to do repairs around the house. Mom soaked up the attention like a sponge, always ready with a fresh tear and a brave smile. "We don't need him," she'd say during our Sunday family dinners, now attended by half the neighborhood. "We have each other, and we have this wonderful community." I'd nod and smile the dutiful son, while something in the back of my mind kept nagging. But I wasn't ready to face those doubts. Not yet. Sometimes the perfect lie is the one we choose to believe. It was just another study session with Marcus in the campus library when everything started unraveling. He was helping me with my finances. Being an accounting major makes him annoyingly detail-oriented. "Hey, Julio, something's weird here." Marcus pushed his glasses up, squinting at my bank statements. "These withdrawals for your mom's bills. They don't match the usual utility payment cycles." I hadn't noticed, but once Marcus pointed it out, other inconsistencies started surfacing. The timing of Dad's supposed departure coincided perfectly with Mom's business expansion. Too perfectly. "Your mom's company showed massive growth right after your dad left," Marcus muttered, typing furiously on his laptop. "And who's this Steve guy who keeps showing up as a co-signer?" My stomach dropped. Steve, Mom's business partner, the one who always seemed to be at our house for emergency meetings late at night. "Let me dig deeper," I said, pulling up social media. There they were, dozens of deleted posts Mom forgot to scrub, photos of her and Steve at business functions, standing closer than partners should. Their body language screamed intimacy, even months before Dad's supposed affair. My hands shook as I called Dad's old secretary, Janet. "Julio, I've been hoping you'd call." Her voice cracked. Your father... He never had an affair. He caught your mom and Steve sabotaging client contracts. They were driving the business into the ground so Steve could buy it cheap. The library seemed to spin around me. Marcus grabbed my shoulder, steadying me. There's more, he said quietly, turning his laptop toward me. Look at these property transfers. Your mom's been moving assets into a separate LLC, one she controls with Steve. I felt sick. The perfectly timed tears, the convenient stories, the blocked phone calls. It all made horrible sense now. Julio, look at this. Marcus pointed to a document. Your dad's signature. These dates don't match. He was out of town at a conference when these were supposedly signed. That night, I drove past Mom's office late. Her car was there, parked next to Steve's expensive SUV. Through the window, I could see them laughing, celebrating something with champagne. My mother, who'd cried about struggling to pay bills, wearing a new designer dress. We need to be smart about this, Marcus advised back at my apartment. Document everything. They've been planning this for months, maybe years. I thought about Rachel, fiercely defending Mom, cutting Dad off completely. About the neighbors bringing food and support to a woman who'd orchestrated her own husband's downfall. About Dad, alone in some apartment, cut off from his children, his reputation in ruins. I've been such an idiot, I whispered, staring at the evidence spread across my coffee table. No, Marcus countered. You've been a son who trusted his mother. But now? Now we make this right. My phone buzzed. Mom asking if I could cover some more bills. Each manipulative word in her text felt like a knife twist. Don't let her know we know, Marcus warned. We need to be as calculating as she was. I sent back a normal reply, playing the dutiful son she thought she'd perfectly manipulated. But inside, something had hardened. My psychology training kicked in, understanding her patterns, seeing the calculated manipulation behind every move. Mom had no idea her perfect lie was about to unravel. She didn't know her son, the psychology student she'd used as a pawn, was now seeing right through her performance. And she certainly didn't know that Julio, her perfect supportive son, was already planning her downfall. The call to Aunt Maria was the hardest one I'd ever made. Julio, sweetheart. Her voice softened when I explained what we'd discovered. I've been keeping something for your father, just in case. 2 hours later, I sat in her kitchen staring at a box of documents. Dad had given them to her the day before Mom changed the lock's bank statements, business records, everything. He'd known something was coming but couldn't prove it. Your father wasn't perfect, Aunt Maria said, squeezing my hand. But he never cheated. He loved your mother. Maybe too much to see what she was really doing. Marcus spread the papers across the table, creating a timeline. Look here, Julio. Every time your dad had a major client meeting, there was an accidental system crash or document mishap. The next piece fell into place at Dad's old office. Janet, his former secretary, had backed up the security footage. I always thought it was strange, she said, playing the videos. There was Mom, sneaking in after hours with Steve, accessing Dad's computer, leaving with files. The timestamps match the corrupted contracts, Marcus noted, scribbling furiously. They were sabotaging deals, making your dad look incompetent. Rachel's discovery was pure accident. She'd been cleaning Mom's home office, knocked over a folder, and found documents that made her blood run cold. She called me crying. Julio, there's a whole other bank account, joint with Steve. They've been funneling money for months. Even before... God, we've been so stupid. We gathered at my apartment. Me, Rachel, Marcus, Aunt Maria. Four people with pieces of a puzzle we never wanted to solve. Look at the pattern, Marcus explained, pointing to his laptop. Every failed contract from your dad's business was later picked up by Steve's company. They were stealing his clients, destroying his reputation. Rachel sobbed quietly. I called him horrible things. I wouldn't even let him explain. The security footage played on my TV. Mom and Steve celebrating in Dad's office after a particularly big contract fell through. Their kisses weren't businesslike at all. Julio, we need to tell your father, Aunt Maria insisted. He deserves to know. The call to Dad was short. His voice, when he answered, sounded tired, defeated. Son? Dad, we know everything. We have proof. All of it. The silence on the other end broke my heart. Then quietly, I never wanted you kids to know how cruel your mother could be. Rachel grabbed the phone. Daddy, I'm so sorry. We're going to fix this. All of us. Marcus organized all the evidence, financial records, security footage, forged documents, secret accounts. It's bulletproof, he assured us. They can't talk their way out of this. Mom called while we were working, her voice sugary sweet. Honey, can you bring some groceries by tomorrow? And maybe write another check for the utilities? Of course, Mom, I replied, my voice steady despite my racing heart. Anything for you? After hanging up, I looked at our wall of evidence, the proof of her betrayal mapped out in paper and pain. Rachel squeezed my hand. Marcus nodded grimly. Aunt Maria wiped away tears. Tomorrow, I said, my voice stronger than I felt. We end this tomorrow. The perfect lie was about to meet the perfect truth. And Julio, the psychology student who'd studied human behavior, was finally ready to put those lessons to use. Let Mom enjoy her last night of thinking she'd won. Tomorrow would bring a whole different story. The Business Excellence Award ceremony seemed like the perfect stage for Mom's final performance. She stood at the podium, Steve beaming proudly from the front row as she prepared to accept Entrepreneur of the Year. Before my mother gives her speech, I interrupted, walking onto the stage, I have some presentations of my own. Julio, the dutiful son, was about to rewrite the ending of her perfect story. The evidence played on the giant screen behind her, security footage, bank statements, forged documents. Mom's face went from confusion to horror as her lies unraveled in high definition. Patricia has been embezzling funds, Steve suddenly announced, standing up. She manipulated everything. I have proof. The ultimate betrayal, her partner jumping ship to save himself. Mom lunged for the microphone. Julio, how could you, after everything I've done for you? You mean after everything you stole from Dad? Rachel's voice rang out. She walked down the aisle arm in arm with our father. After you destroyed his business, his reputation? The audience murmured, faces turning hostile. Mrs. Martinez stood up, pointing angrily. You let us bring you meals while you were wearing designer clothes? You accepted our charity while destroying your husband? Dad stepped forward, his voice steady. I never cheated on you, Patricia. You set me up, turned my children against me, and nearly destroyed me. But you forgot one thing. Julio studies psychology. He learned to see through manipulation. Mom's carefully crafted world crumbled in minutes. Her business partners backed away, phones already dialing lawyers. The award committee withdrew her nomination. Steve was already talking to police, cutting a deal. I trusted you, I said, watching security escort her out. We all did. That was your weapon. But I learned something in my psychology classes. The truth always finds its way out. Later that week, Dad's old clients started returning. The community rallied around him instead, helping rebuild what Mom had tried to destroy. Rachel spent every free moment at his new office, making up for lost time. Julio, Dad said one evening as we helped him move into a new house, you saved more than just my reputation. You saved our family. Mom's final text came a month later. I'm sorry, can we talk? I showed it to Rachel. She deleted it without a word. Some lies are too perfect to forgive. But as I watched Dad laughing with Rachel over dinner, I knew we'd found something better than revenge. We'd found the truth. And Julio, the psychology student who'd once believed the perfect lie, had learned the most valuable lesson of all. Sometimes the best revenge is simply letting the truth speak for itself. The story of Julio and his family's journey has come to an end. What would you do if you discovered your trusted parent had manipulated your entire family and destroyed someone's life with a perfect lie? Would you expose them publicly like Julio did, or handle it privately? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Remember, everyday people face complex family betrayals that test their loyalty and morals. Sometimes being a good person means making the hardest choice. If this story resonated with you, hit that like button and subscribe for more real stories about justice, family, and revenge. Your support helps us bring more compelling content to this channel.